Hello there. Do you want to listen in while I tell my grandchildren a story? Now, Tim, who would you like me to tell you about today?
Last time you told us about Paul. He was going to Jerusalem. You said he had been warned that he would get in trouble if he went. What happened?
Well, there was plenty of excitement. Paul was so sure his own people would understand his preachings to the Gentiles, that's all those who aren't Jews, that he walked right into a hornet's nest. If it hadn't been for a Roman captain, he would have been killed. The captain took him into the castle, and the next day he stood trial before the chief priests and the council. As Paul looked over the council, he saw that it was divided, and he said to himself,
"Ah, I see Pharisees there who believe in the resurrection and angels, and I see Sadducees over there who don't believe in the resurrection of the dead nor in angels. They won't agree, and I know it.
Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I have in my heart the hope of the resurrection. For this very reason I am called before this council, and I am sure many of you will agree with me."
He's right. Let him go free.
Yeah,
we see nothing wrong with him.
Yes. Oh, yes, there's something wrong with him. We don't believe in what he says. Take him prisoner. Grab him.
Keep your hands off him. He's innocent.
He should die.
He is innocent.
He's not. Let me at him.
Stand back. Stand back there. Stand back. Rome is in control here. Men, rescue Paul and bring him into the castle.
The trial is dismissed.
Now that night, something special happened. The Lord stood by Paul and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul. As you have witnessed of me here in Jerusalem, so will you witness of me in Rome."
God loved Paul very much and protected him. God also loves you very much and wants you to come under his wing of protection. You do this by asking Jesus to forgive all the wrong things you've done and believe in him as your Savior. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we need Jesus and his shed blood to wash away our sins. Just pray after me, dear Jesus. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me and come into my heart, and I will live the rest of my life for you. Amen.